the Yankees won. They defeated the Houston Astros 4-3. Another incredible game. And it's just like, France pitched pretty well today. He was a little bit more economical than some of the other Houston Astros pitchers had been. But the Yankees had been following a formula over the first three games of the season, just grinding out at-bats. And they weren't really doing much offensively. But then they were able to get to the bullpen, and boom, they would get timely hits, draw some walks, get some timely hits. And you know what, dude? Two real offensive heroes throughout the first four games of the season. You know, he didn't really do too much today, but you got to give him a lot of credit, man. He's as responsible for the first three wins as anybody. Yeah. Is Oswaldo Cabrera.
Oh, yeah.
Because this dude probably wouldn't have even made the team had DJ LeMahieu been healthy. And we don't have to spend any time on DJ LeMahieu other than this. If he doesn't play at all this year, I don't think I miss him. I'll be honest with you.
Look,
because the Yankees found the next round of imaging found a fracture. They'll go back and re-image in 2 weeks. I'll be honest with you, and I was a big advocate for the Yankees keeping him here. I was happy that they did, but the way to if he didn't play again this year, dude, I don't think I miss him.
Yeah, it's still so early to just make a comment like that. I agree with you, but I'm saying rationally, you just don't know. It's four games.
Right, and again, I said
Cabrera could be a fucking waste.
He could.
Birdie could end up being a waste. You never know. And then maybe we're sitting here going, fuck, I really could have used DJ, and I wish he wasn't hurt, and we could have seen what he had.
But all I'm going to say in that regard is that, do you trust him? If he came back in 2 weeks, they foul clean, boom, let's do some rehab games, comes back 3 weeks, do you expect him to make it through the course of the season at that point?
No, and here's my new measure of if I give a fuck. The only thing I ask myself is, can the Yankees still win a World Series without this guy? And unfortunately for DJ LeMahieu, because of how good he was, I say unfortunately, now that answer is yes. The Yankees don't need DJ LeMahieu to win. But I just want to just read my tweet that I had the other day. And again, all of this we need to preface this and say all of this could be premature, because if there's one thing I've learned as I've gotten older and more mature as a fan, is truly how long this season is and how many ups and downs there's going to be, and how the highest highs are never the greatest the team can be, and the lowest lows are never as bad as they can be. But I will say this, because you brought it up, and just watching this team over four games, you'd have to almost believe it's true even after four games. My tweet was, you let the 2024 Yankees get to your bullpen in a close game, your chances of winning are going to be slim. And I think that's the formula. That's the formula. That's the recipe for this team to be a fucking powerhouse.
Yeah, so what you love to see from the Yankees so far this year is not just the wins, just not the grinding at bats. It's, you know, you got to give him a lot of credit too, man. Aaron Boone has managed really well this series. I think Aaron Boone has probably done one of the better jobs over the course of a four-game set that he has done in his entire tenure here. He came out, and this is how everybody looked at the doubters. Want to say, it was two games, it's four games, but listen, follow the evidence. And we always say that on the show, follow the evidence.
Right.
We're all Yankee fans. We know how this team operates and the things that they have done, right? So on Friday, before the game on Friday, right, when Aaron Boone comes out and says Birdie is playing on Saturday, or did I have it mixed up?
No, you're right.
It was before Friday's game, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Before Friday's game. It wasn't before.
But then Friday, Cabrera fucking kills
it. He has a four-hit game, right? Tell me if I'm wrong. In 2023, Oswaldo Cabrera is on the bench on Saturday.
It doesn't matter if he went 10 for 10. He's on the bench.
And Oswaldo Cabrera was in the game on Saturday, and what did he do?
And he fucking game-tying won the
home
game
run
again.
Game-tying home run in the seventh inning.
And
so the Yankees, in that regard, it's a small little tiny thing, right? But in the grand scheme of things, it is showing me a change in the way they're thinking.
Right.
Hey, this guy is hot. This guy has helped us win two games. I know what we said the plan was, but maybe let's stick this out and see what we get out of him right now.
Yeah. And I mean, we have counter evidence because of Stanton sitting after hitting home run, but that's a different issue. And a lot more factors into that. But let's just stick on topic for a second. I've said this in the past. I've said it a bunch of times a couple years ago. The Yankees' biggest issue, in my opinion, has been that they go into each game with a blueprint. Just like if you're building a house or a commercial complex, you have a blueprint of how everything's going to be built. They have seemed over the last handful of years to go into every game with a blueprint, and regardless of what had happened the night before, the prior full week, it didn't matter. That blueprint was what they were sticking with. Nothing changed from that, and the Yankees outright told you they didn't believe in guys being hot and being cold. They had scheduled off days. They had scheduled, you know, when this guy's playing, when that guy's playing. It didn't matter. And within three games, really, the Yankees proved that they're not necessarily sticking with that for every guy in this clubhouse. They finally went with the hot hand. They finally said, it's Cabrera or Birdie at this point, and I'm okay with riding the hot hand. They did, and it paid off. And I got to say, we've said this for every game. You can really make an argument that for every game, the Yankees are 4-0. You can make an argument that in 2023, if the Yankees played all of these games, they could possibly be 0-4.
Yeah, I'd say best case scenario, maybe they steal one.
1-3. Best case scenario. And I'll tell you what, as a Yankee fan, I can tell the bar's lowered because I said to myself, based on these games, if the Yankees pulled away with one win, I would have been happy because really they were down and, you know, today was tied late and I'm just used to them falling apart. And this fucking team battled, man. This team battled. And the last thing I'll say on this point is you talked about Aaron Boone. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I felt like he was managing a playoff series. I really did.
It certainly felt like the Yankees wanted to come out in this series and set a tone for the entire
exactly.
season.
Exactly. And I love that.
And it certainly felt that way. And here again, bro, I mentioned this on Twitter earlier in the day on Sunday. No punt lineup. They already took the first three games of the series, travel day.
How good did that feel?
No day off. Everybody's in the lineup.
Bro, I was waiting for the punt. I was waiting for the punt.
So tell me that this team, this organization is not taking things a little bit more seriously than they had in the past.
Maybe.
I don't want to say.
Maybe Boone has a little more power.
Hey, listen, and we've talked about this ad nauseum at times. Aaron Boone is in the final year of his contract. And I have a hard time believing that he's as big of a cuck as Brian Cashman has made him out to be because of who his grandfather is, who his dad is, and who his brother is.
And he knows he has nothing to lose. If they're not going to fire him in the middle of the season last year, maybe he knows he has nothing to lose.
And maybe finally he reached down and found those Boone balls and said, if I'm going out, I'm going out on my shield the way I want to go out.
Fuck yeah. And maybe it's for the best.
And you know what, dude? If Aaron Boone and those balls drop this year and the Yankees are riding down a parade float in early November, I'll take 10 more years of Aaron Boone.
Fuck it.
Okay, 4. But still.
Fuck it. You got to say, man, it's so early.
It is so early, dude. But it feels different.
Different.
This is not like the Yankees started the season against the Cleveland Guardians, right?
Yeah,
they won 4. This is a team that has haunted the Yankees since 2015. This is a team that has kept the Yankees from getting to the World Series now going on 9 years.
Can I be honest with you?
Go ahead.
So they start the season in Houston, right? If they came out and won every game 7-0, I'd actually be less excited about this team than I am now because of how early it is. And I just say, it's early, dude. This can wear off. The difference in this series is that they played a team that's been haunting them in a place that's haunted them. Although they, I believe they swept the final series.
Yeah, they're
last
7-0
year.
In their last 7 games in Houston.
Right. Besides the fact, they're in a place that has haunted them, and they had their backs against the wall in every game. And in every one of those games over the last 7 years, this team falls apart and folds and loses. And why this is different, despite being just the first 4 games of the year, is that this team fucking battled back. Even today, with a tie game late, they find a way to get ahead. Their new fucking superstar finds a way to get ahead. And even when they should have lost that fucking game, they find a way to win. And that's what makes it different. I don't care if it's the first game, the fourth game, the 150th game. There's something different about this team right now. And I pray to God they don't lose it.
Look, dude, they can come out and go and lose a series to Arizona and, you know, everybody will say, see, but I'm telling you that based on these 4 games, man, I got to think that is going to carry them over 162.